What's good, everybody? We back with another episode of We Just Be Talking. It's your host, Gold. How's everybody doing? I hope you've all been well. I know it's been about, 2 weeks? Maybe three? Yeah, we back. We back. A lot has happened in the past couple weeks. Going on three. A lot has happened. Shout out to the Oklahoma City Thunder for defeating the Indiana Pacers in a great seven games finals. Been a while since we've seen the final goes the distance. It was great. I enjoyed it. There was some good basketball being played. It was only probably like two games they were like really blowouts. It was three because game seven was a letdown as well. But that's because Tyrese Haliburton got hurt to his ACL literally like 7 minutes into the game. Sucks. I hope he has a speedy recovery. I do, because that's like going out in game seven. All what he did in the playoffs alone, like what it was, four game winners he hit, like four or five. Like he had an amazing playoff run. One of the best playoff runs I've seen in recent memory. So hope he has a speedy recovery. The Thunder finally got them a chip. Controversial, but I'll say that for another episode. I'll say it for another episode because I have some things to talk about today. Have some things to talk about indeed. I'm sitting here now and there's so much I wanna say on this episode, but I don't know where to start. Because lately it's like I've been undergoing like a change. Like a change, I would say. I feel as though I guess you could say I'm kind of getting to a new place in life, a new mindset, new perspective on things. And it's been weird. It's been weird. Cause like a lot of like my friends and everything I have in my life, it's like, I don't hate them. I don't dislike them. It's none of that at all. But I feel like what I'm experiencing as an individual right now, it's like, I need to do it by myself. And I don't know what's guided me to that thought process or that mindset, but it's like, it's not anything bad happening. Like, it feels good, but it's like I can't bring anybody along with me on this because it's like a self journey kind of thing, like a personal journey. So it's like I got to do this by myself. Like, it's a solo thing. It's been different. It's been real different lately. But I've been trying to not, you know, ghost my friends and everything like that because I don't want to do that. But it's just like what I'm experiencing. It's like I feel like I need to go through it alone in solitude. Like it's a personal journey that I have to carve out the path on. You know, like it's something I got to do. It's been strange, but it's a good feeling though. It's a good feeling. So. There's that. And I've also gotten to a point too where it's kind of like with certain people and everything, to a point to where it's like, because you know, like sometimes in life, sometimes we feel like people say sometimes like I'm doing too much kind of thing. And that's a good way to put it in a sense, but it's like doing too much is in like, I feel like I've been, what's a good way to put this? A fraud. They say it straight up, be honest and black. I got to be authentic with it. Y'all know how I like to be on the podcast, but like a fraud. And by fraud, I don't mean like, oh, I've been fake with these. Like, not that. It's just like, I feel like I haven't been fully aligned and in tune and true with myself and my beliefs and my morals and my values and everything like that. I feel like at some point along the line, because I said this before, like at some point along the line, I lost all that. And it's on me that that happened because I gave other people a vote or a seat at the table when they didn't deserve, they didn't have a right to vote and they didn't deserve a seat at the table. And I said before on a previous episode, like a lot of times in my life in particular, I don't know about others, but it's like I've been kind of molded and shaped by people's expectations and thoughts and opinions and critiques of how I do things or how I live my day-to-day or what's expected of me or potential that I have or things like that. Like, it's feel like I've been subjected to that, like, my whole life. And I've been doing the work in therapy and everything like that. Like, I've been going to my therapist. Of course, she's on a break right now. She had to move and stuff like that, so she's not doing any sessions right now. I think she start back, like, next week. So we'll have a lot to talk about for sure. but, yeah, it's just like I feel like at some point, that's why I said, like, it's kind of like I feel like a fraud, because I feel like at some point I tried to mold myself and live up to others' expectations. And in that sense, I lost sense of who I am and my truths and what I stand for, what I believe, and how I believe or how I want to navigate through life and the day-to-day. And it's not nothing crazy, though, like nothing wild. It's just like I feel like certain things that align with me, like respect, honor, humility, like humor, all these things, like I haven't properly balanced them. Kind of like a thing like my chakra, like chakra energies and things like that. Like I'm not balanced. I'm not aligned right now. And one thing I always crave and always seek is balance. Like I do. Like I always seek balance in every aspect. Like where that's like within friendships. Within relationships, within just life, I seek balance, and I find myself being torn because, like, I'm losing balance in a lot of aspects of my life that I crave balance in. Like even in within my work, I don't feel like I have balance there either. School's going fine right now. I'll be done with this in like another 6 months or so. And I feel like that's not even like really balanced. I feel like I'm just starting to go through the motions with that. So it's like a thing where it's like I feel like I'm losing my balance in like a lot of areas in life. My health, as far as like gym and everything like going, like I've lost that as well. Like I haven't been consistent in the gym as I want to be. Even though people say, like, oh, you look fine. Like, you look like, you know, you go to the gym. You like, been working on this and that. Like, yeah, but I know I could do more. And I'm not where I want to be. I'm not at my goal. And I've been going for a year now, and I should be closer to my goal than what I am. And that's something that I'm saying to myself that I know I select off. But, and then, like, I've been getting way down, too. It's just, like, people's issues or their battles and everything like that. And I noticed a change this time because when I was presenting a lot of things, normally I would take those fights and battles on as if they were my own. And that weighs on you. That weighs on you a lot. You can't really navigate in a healthy way by taking on everyone else's problems or issues or gripes or whatnot. And it's a bad habit that I have. I just feel like I have to be like a savior, like everybody relies on Trent, or like I gotta be like the one to kind of hold everything together, like kind of like the glue. And yeah, it sucks because I feel like I don't really have like that return to my life, so that's where like I don't feel like I have balance there either. It's like being like the foundation, like everything. Like that. I feel like I have like the support and nothing like that, like. It's just a lot of things. Like I feel like I've lost balance in within my life, and I say that because with today's topic I want to talk about is just what I call the golden rule. It was from elementary school. We used to have a big, it's a big banner they used to have in every classroom. Like when we like it, basically almost every classroom just about my elementary school. It was a big banner. And the banner was like the golden rule. And the golden rule was do unto others as you would do upon yourself. Something like that. Something along those lines. Y'all know. If y'all was in elementary back in the day, y'all around my age, y'all done heard it in some capacity, some way they done remixed it or whatever like that. And to respect reciprocation in every aspect of life and everything that you do, it's nonsense. It's insanity. You can't expect that, because I also live by a motto that the greater the expectations, the greater disappointment, and vice versa. The lesser expectations, the less room you have for disappointment. And I've got to the point where I don't expect much from others. Like, I don't. Like, I was having a conversation the other day with a friend. We were talking about, like, you know, just being a decent person, like being a decent human being. Like, I take out the male and female aspect of a lot of things nowadays. It's just like, at the end of the day, people say, like, of course, one gender say that this one does that, the other vice versa, whatever. At the end of the day, everyone pretty much, as far as how they move with certain things, they all do the same things. They're all capable of almost the exact same thing, for the most part, in my opinion. And it's wild because the lines have been blurred so much to where a lot of times stuff that we will equate to saying like, oh, men don't do that kind of stuff, or women don't do that kind of stuff, it's starting to flip, like, a lot. Like, there's a lot of sassy men out there in the world nowadays. There are. And yes, I'm a male myself, and I'm calling out. There's a lot of sassy men nowadays. I work with a couple. I work with a couple throughout my couple years of my last, like, 4 or 5 years working, especially the younger generation. Very sassy. And they got a lot of women that, not gonna cap, they harder than a lot of niggas in the world right now. Like, they are. And that's just because of how society and things have been flipped, because everyone has had, if social media and all that has ruined people's right way of thinking. Like, it's rotted people's mindsets, because a lot of people go on IG, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, I'm not calling this shit X, Twitter, all these things, they go on all these sites and they see people posting for clicks, for engagement. And they'll post things like, oh, I did this and it worked out perfectly. We've been together for X amount of years. Same way they used to be back in the day with the YouTube couples. Like, they had a YouTube couples and they'd be like, oh, they're so happy and so perfect. And then once the bag got secured and they were straight, they come out with the video saying, guys, we're breaking up. We're going our own separate thing. We're doing all that kind of stuff. It happens all the time, like clockwork. And it's like, from that, we've been so brainwashed to think that this is how this is supposed to go. Or like, someone looking for, like, a genuine relationship, like, true love or whatever. Like, whatever you want to frame it like this. Whatever you want to frame it like. It's like all these things they just expect. And it's like, it can happen, but it's like people have a long list of non-negotiables now than they have ever had before. It's like you have no margin for error, and you look for perfection. And perfection is something that escapes all of us. Like, it's something that we can't achieve. We can't achieve perfection. We can't. Like, no one on God's green earth is perfect. It just is what it is. No one. Everyone has a flaw in some way, shape, or form. Whether that's character flaw, physical flaw, let's say mental, emotionally, or physically. Like you said, so you have someone has a flaw in one of those areas. This is what it is. And I just feel like it's just to be a decent person in general. It should be decent. I feel like you should be able to communicate things. And I've been having a struggle with that lately, because I feel like, and so we are grown adults, I feel like it's no reason why you can't communicate whether something is cool or it's going or something's not. Like, I don't understand why grown adults, you can't communicate that. which leads to like mixed signals, leading on, ghosting, all those things. And I respect it. I understand like ghosting is a thing and all that kind of stuff. I get it. But, you know, I feel like we've gotten so numb to where we don't want to address any problems or address any issues. We just act like they never happened or they never occurred or just avoid them. Or block them off and just go about our day to day like nothing happened and stuff like that. And yeah, I just feel like that's ruined a lot of us in a lot of ways. Like it's ruined how people's mindsets are, how people view things. People's social skills have went down the drain into a toilet. And it sucks. It sucks because it makes it harder to find like, excuse me, it makes it harder to find like true connections nowadays. Like you can still find them, but it makes it seem like it's a harder search now. And that's also part of getting older too. That's also a thing too. It's because of older, like the older you get, the smaller the dating pool becomes. Hell, I'm just 30 and I feel like my dating pool is very slim. Like it's like a pond at this point. And I'm just 30. So I can imagine how someone that's 40 feels, 50, whatever. Like I can only imagine how they feel. It's like at this point in life, like I feel like you should be able to be honest and just say what it is and set that boundary. It's like, hey, look, so, you know, it's cool, whatever, but I just feel like this is not going to work. I feel like that should be a thing that should be normalized. Because I've been hearing that a lot lately, too. Like, a lot of people, instead of just saying, like, you're a good person, it just doesn't. This is not just a match. It's not a match for me. But that don't mean you're a bad person. They just kind of just be like an asshole to the people and all that. And I've seen a lot of people in my life do that to others. And I was just like, bro, like, if you don't like them like that, just tell them that. Like, it's fine. Like, that don't necessarily mean they're a bad person. It's just they don't match what you seek in a partner. Like, everyone has, like, a list of things they seek in a partner. 9 out of 10, the person that you match with is going to probably have about 1 or 2 things on that list that you have. I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, they're probably going to have about 1 or 2. I highly doubt someone check every box, for real. I know we say, like, you're checking all the boxes and all that kind of stuff, but it's something they're going to do that's not going to really check about. There are some unicorns out there that are, like, perfect 100% matches and everything like that, but the vast majority is going to be something that's not, like, something that's ideal you want in a partner. And normally it's a minor thing. It's not like a deal breaker. Like, it's something minor. Like, I don't know. Like, you don't put your dishes up this way, or you don't fold your clothes this way, or put your clothes up that way, or do your laundry a certain way, or things like that. I feel like it's stuff like that that there'll be, like, minor things or whatnot. If it's something major, then clearly you don't need to engage in it. It's not going to work out. If it's something major, because it's not going to work, you're going to hate them. But a lot of times, I feel like people expect things out of a partner, things that they don't even. Let me stop. Let me rephrase it. Let me do it. I feel as though nowadays, we as human beings, as people, we hold others to a higher standard than we hold ourselves to nowadays. Like, we expect more out of others than what we even expect ourselves to do. Because a lot of times, not saying everyone does this, but I'm just saying, like, I've noticed a trend lately. It's like, you want this, that, and the third out of whatever relationship it is, platonic, romantic, whatever. However, you don't even hold yourself to that same standard. Because it's like we make up the rules and everything, or like the rules and of how things go in our mind already. Like, we already created this world, and we've made the rules up in this world about how this is going to go, how this is going to work, yada yada yada, all that kind of stuff. And by doing that, it's like, okay, this is how I envision to be, so you're going to fit into the world that I've crafted in my mind. You're going to just be like a Sims character to get spawned into this world, and that's it. And you're gonna go from there. And a lot of time, that's not feasible. It's not. It's like sometimes you can't mold people. People aren't robots. You can't mold people into who you want them to be. That's grooming. That's not fair. That's not right. And I feel as though if it's someone that's really your person, Of course, there's things you have to adjust as a person just when you have someone else involved in situations. But I feel like you should not have to change your entire being in order to make a partnership or relationship work. I feel like that's just, I feel like you're just going along with the flow. It's like you're trying to just make sure that things don't go south or things don't happen bad or this and that. You're trying to avoid conflict because you don't like confrontation, you know, stuff like that. And I feel like that's a thing too that we have an issue with confrontation. Like people don't like confrontation, and I feel like that just leads to like a toxic mess a lot of times. And I've seen it played out that way. That's why I'm saying it, because I've seen it that way. I've seen it played out, and it never ends well a lot of times when someone just tries to change their whole being or just this, that, and the third just to appease another person. Like it never works out that way. But at the end of the day, when it comes down to when you seek out companionship or friendship or whatever, you have to remember you want people to do to you as you do unto them. So if you expect people to treat you well and treat you solid, then in return, you have to also, you know, give that out. Like, also, you have to put that out. And put that out into the world. And a lot of times, let me see how I want to put it. You have to put in what you want in return. Does that always work? No, of course it does not. However, you can't expect more from someone else than you even give yourself. Like, if you don't treat yourself with kindness or respect or grace, then how can you expect others to just present that to you? Just give it to you, because that's not something that's given. Like, it's something that's take. Well, it's really earned. Like, people say respect's earned, not given. And I believe that, because I don't believe it's a thing where, like, you have to work hard to do. It's just like, show someone else respect, and you know, and you'll probably receive it back. Down south, up north, the motherfuckers don't care. I'm just being honest, because like, I was up north saying thank you and, you know, excuse me and all that, and they looked at me like I was crazy, because they don't use manners apparently anywhere else in the world but the South nowadays. And even getting down here, starting to lose the plot, because kids don't know how to say yes sir, yes ma'am. They just say yes, no, what, and all that. They don't have manners anymore. So it's just, I feel like a lot of times we've gotten to the point, like I said, we've gotten to that point where it's like we're holding other people to a higher standard than we hold ourselves to, and that's not how that's supposed to work. Like, I can't expect any more from the next person than I can expect for myself, because at the end of the day, people are going to be people. At the end of the day, you can't change them. You can't control how they do things. They're going to be them. They're going to be people. But I can do my part and show respect, show kindness, humility, all these things. Like, I can do my part. As long as I'm doing my part and I'm holding my end of the bargain, whatever one else actions they do and all that, I can't control that. I can't change that. That's all on them. They are in full control of that. I have no say-so in other people's actions or thoughts or motives. That's all them. But I can do my part in making sure that I'm holding my end of the bargain by showing grace, humility, respect, communication, all these things. And that kind of makes it easier for you, too, because if you know you're doing these things and you're not doing them in a toxic way, then you kind of have a quicker filter for what's worth your time, what's not worth your time. But yeah, it's just one of those things where I feel like that's the thing too in my life that's kind of been losing the plot, as far as like, I do so much for others, and I look back and it's like, I don't do it looking for like a handout or like a return favor kind of thing. I don't do anything in life expecting a return, like nothing as far as that, respecting the return on investment. Like, it's not, I don't treat friendships as a business. I know everybody say every friendship or relationship is transactional to a degree. I get it. But I don't treat people that I genuinely care about or have in my life like a business. Like, I don't. Now, if you talk business, you know, I expect some return or something. But this podcast is not business. This podcast is just a hobby. I expect no money to be made. I have not made a single cent doing this podcast. I'm just going to put that out there. I have not made a single cent doing it. Our numbers are pretty good. I'll just have to post more consistent, but, you know, that's another conversation. Yeah, I know how I do. But I don't seek any monetary reimbursement from this. Like, I don't. It's just literally a hobby that I just do. I have opportunities to, like, do, like, sponsors or do, like, different things and all that, but it's just, like, I don't have a desire to use this as funding for anything. If it happens naturally and organically, like it just occurs, then cool. But I'm not pushing the issue to make this a monetary gain. I know some people say, like, oh, that's crazy. You're doing this and that. And I'm saying some people because I literally been told that, like, you've been doing a podcast for that long, you're not even making any money for it. What's the point of doing it? I'm like, okay. The point is it's something that I enjoy doing. I'm going to continue to do. It's a hobby and it's therapeutic for me. That's why I'm going to do it. I enjoy talking. I enjoy discussing things. I don't have a co-host right now because I'm still waiting for my best friend to pop back up. But I don't have a co-host right now, but that's neither here nor there. We'll be fine. But at some point, the co-host will arrive. And we'll go from there. But yeah, I'm going to wrap this episode up. This is just like a little brief thing. Just something that I had on my head. Because the moral of the story is do it to people that you want to be done to you. Like, be a decent person. Whether that's a friend, romantic partner, coworker, sister, brother, mom, dad, whatever. Just show some kindness. Show respect. Like, it doesn't matter age, hierarchy, whatever. Respect people. And then as you respect them, you may get it back or you may not. However, you have a higher chance of receiving respect if you give others the respect. So that's how I feel about it anyway. So, that being said, I bid you all adieu. I'm done with school for this week. I have a week break. So, plan is record a lot of content, do a lot of content farming, have the episode scheduled out, and just have them drop. That way we can get some consistent things going because also, balance in my life is also discipline and consistency too. That's two other things I also am lacking in my life, which I feel like a fraud about as well because I always preach people about being timely, consistent, this and that, but I'm not doing that with this. It's a hobby, yes, but I'm not even holding myself accountable or to my own standards of being timely or being consistent or, you know, putting things out. So I'm working on it. I promise I am, and I'm going to try to get as much recorded as I can. Try to ease my schedule. I'm trying to get my schedule decent or get at least organized a little bit. So we'll see. All right. So with that being said, I bid you all adieu. I'll catch you all next time. Y'all be safe and take care of yourself and each other because we got a crazy thing that's going on in the world right now between politics and stupid bills getting passed and all that. So just stay prayed up. But yeah, peace out.